This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I'll continue the story of Badger's Fire Department that I was reading last week from the Pioneers in Progress book written for Badger's 75th anniversary in 1981. In 1938, the fire truck was updated. A newer truck equipped with a 300-gallon tank and a motor-driven pump, hose reel, etc. By the end of 1940, it was well-equipped and had several chances to prove the effectiveness. Here's an interesting item from the January 1941 issue of the Herald Rustler. As a compliment to the ingenuity and enterprise of members of the local fire department who built their own truck, the village of Grigla has started to build a fire truck similar to ours, and members of the fire department of that village have made a number of visits here to study and copy the local equipment. The fire truck and accessories are well made and efficient and cost only a small part of one ready-made, thereby saving the village hundreds of dollars. With increasing cost of equipment and the numerous rural fire calls, it soon became apparent that the department would need more than voluntary contributions, plus their own fundraising devices, to maintain an efficient firefighting unit. In 1971, six townships, namely Moose, Nearson, Stokes, Poplar Grove, Politz, and Skagen, began paying $100 per year for protection. In 1972, Ross also joined. That, plus donations from individuals and from the VFW, sustained us until it was time to replace obsolete and worn-out equipment. In 1979, three-year fire protection contracts were negotiated with the mentioned townships, plus the township of Dieter. These were based on the standard contracts, such as are used in other parts of Minnesota. With a guaranteed income, the Badger Fire Department, for the first time ever, was able to purchase a new chassis for one of its trucks. With volunteer labor, the body and equipment from the old truck was transferred to the new. Equipment includes a 1,200-gallon tank, a 250-gallon-per-minute booster pump, controls, air tanks, hose, two-way radio, and all the incidental equipment necessary. This is the truck used for rural calls. With the new water system, including water tower and hydrants in all areas, we might again be lulled into a complacent feeling of security. We do have better than average protection, but we also have many new dangers. Prevention is still the best protection. Many toxic gases from plastics and synthetics are causing many deaths from suffocation and smoke inhalation. So far, our area has been fortunate. Let's keep it that way. An article from February 22, 1940 was part of the story I just read. Its title was Local Firemen Taking Out Accident Insurance. The firemen at their meeting Monday evening decided to take out accident and health insurance for its members. What prompted them was the fact that some of them had a very close call from being seriously injured or killed while fighting the fire in the Olquist building on the morning of February 9th. O.M. Wammer and C.W. Dowers had placed a large ladder against the side of the building, preparing to take the hose to the roof. They fortunately had stepped back several feet when the top of the chimney came hurtling down, smashing the ladder and scattering bricks in all directions. Had they been at the foot of the ladder or ascended it at the time, it takes little imagination to picture what would have been their fate. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.